I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on a ramping up of rhetoric between President Donald Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart.
In a social media post, the president says Vladimir Zelensky better move fast to negotiate an end to Russia's war with his nation, or he won't have a nation to lead. The president has suggested Ukraine started the war, just days shy of the Russian invasion's third anniversary.
This is disgusting.
Chuck Schumer and Democrats blasted the president's words.
I think Vladimir Putin started the war.
As did Republicans like John Kennedy.
Vladimir Putin is a gangster.
The president's harsh words came after Zelensky said he was falling into a Russian disinformation trap, working to end the war on Russia's terms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
European leaders warn that the outcome of ongoing peace talks between Moscow and Washington will have profound implications for the whole of Europe as Russia's war in Ukraine enters its fourth year.
Britain and France have already said they may be willing to contribute a peacekeeping force in Ukraine. It's estimated that would require at least 100,000 troops. There are deep concerns over the potential risks. The U.S. Defense Secretary has said that European security will no longer be a priority, and Washington is demanding NATO allies increase their defense spending. Hard decisions with profound implications for Europe, says British Defense Secretary John Healey.
The decisions that we make right now over the coming weeks will not only define the outcome of the conflict in Ukraine, but the security of our world for a generation to come.
Many in the region fear those decisions are being made by others, and Europe isn't in the room. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Hamas on Thursday released the bodies of four Israeli hostages, said to include a mother and her two children who have long been feared dead and had come to embody the nation's agony following the October 7, 2023 attack. The remains were said to be of Shiri Bibas and her two children, Ariel and Kafir, as well as Odet Lifshitz, who was 83 when he was abducted. Kafir, who was 9 months old when he was taken, was the youngest captive. Hamas has said all four were killed along with their guards in Israeli airstrikes. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on U.S. drones spotted in Mexico.
Mexico President Claudia Sheinbaum said that surveillance drone flights by the U.S. government over Mexico are in collaboration with and at the request of her government. The drones come amid pressure from the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump for Mexico to do more to stop the production of synthetic opioid fentanyl that is smuggled north to the United States. She says, every time there is a U.S. surveillance flight, it is at the Mexican government's request for collaboration and information to address security issues under collaboration protocols, mainly between the Mexican armed forces and different U.S. government institutions. I'm Haya Panjwani.
AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on claims that Pakistan wants to imminently remove Afghan refugees from the country.
The Afghan embassy in Islamabad has warned that Pakistan wants to remove all Afghan refugees from the country. They say the refugees face imminent expulsion. The latest development comes more than 2 weeks after Pakistan's government threatened to deport Afghan nationals living in the country illegally. The embassy has issued a strongly worded statement about Pakistan's plans. It says Afghan nationals in the capital and a nearby city have been subjected to arrests, searches, and orders from the police to leave and relocate to other parts of Pakistan. The statement added there was no formal announcement of Islamabad's plans, but claimed Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has a definitive plan to deport all Afghan refugees from the country in the near future. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Driven across Seoul in prison transport vehicles, South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol appeared in two different courts contesting his arrest on rebellion charges in one and pleading to preserve his presidency in the other, both related to his brief imposition of martial law in December. Security was heightened at the Seoul Central District Court as Yoon arrived for a preliminary hearing that involved discussions of witnesses and other preparations for his criminal trial. The court was also reviewing requests by Yoon's lawyers to cancel his arrest and release him. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.